Deathfire by Nick Keim. Narrated by Saul Reichlin. Prophecy of the One-Eyed King. A mountain looms above you, wreathed in morning cloud. Crags claw upwards, grasping towards a blood-red light at its summit. The sky is ablaze and reflects the mountain's anger as it casts down flame from above. It is troubled, wounded by those who try to put it asunder. It rages, and its wrath is terrible to behold. A bleak mood is upon you, a hollow mantle that bears more weight than a curse. Your bare feet are blistered and bloody, for you have walked many leagues across the cutting rock of your death world. It has not been forgiving. But your journey is slowly reaching its end, its conclusion closer with every crimson impression you leave behind you. Scarred peaks rise to blot out the sun, though the heat of that glowering orb is still merciless, stealing breath, drying out life, until nothing remains but a dusty carcass. At the hell-stoked foothills, you begin your ascent. Cinder and hot ash sear your feet, but you barely feel it. Hand over hand, the climb is tough, but you are driven beyond concerns of fatigue. Your mind is a dense, dark pool from which you know you will not resurface. Your body will obey, despite the screaming agony in your limbs to which you are blind, deaf, and dumb. You rise with the numbness and monotony of a corpse given life after death. For are you not merely flesh-wrapped despair, your weary bones responding to the last vestiges of your will? From the summit, you hear a rumble to eclipse the crash of oceans at full swell, a thunderous bellow from the deep earth that echoes across peak and crag. And as your eye is drawn to the burgeoning fire glow above, you see a fissure in the flank of the mountain. Heat and earth blood issue from within this crack. The trailing wisps of smoke entice your enfeebled mind, so blighted by a sun's incomparable sorrow. Above you, the rumble of the mountain's displeasure grows into a roar. Does its anguish resonate with your own, an empathic frequency that has somehow aligned rock and flesh in grief-stricken sympathy? Fire rises, soaring upwards in a burning pillar that taints sky, sun, and cloud with its fury. Desperation seizing your dead man's limbs, you struggle for the fissure, discovering a cleft wide enough to admit your body. And as the heavens weep tears of flame, you enter the mountain to find your sanctuary and your doom. The last image of your existence is obscured by pyroclastic cloud, until eventually nothing remains but a shadow and a memory.